When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This special series of Side Hustle School is brought to you by our longtime partner, ShipStation. The businesses in these features know that shipping orders out on time can be tough. That's why they all use ShipStation. Wherever you sell, whether you're selling on your own website or any popular marketplace, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. Then you can create shipping labels for all the top carriers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. Right now, try ShipStation free for 30 days, plus get a special bonus when you use the code HUSTLE. Head to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in HUSTLE. ShipStation, make ship happen. Hey, what's up, friends and listeners? It's Chris Guillebeau. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Over the course of 8 weeks, we have a special series featuring side hustlers who have gone big. This series is brought to you by our longtime partner, ShipStation. They've been helping us out for a long time. I know that they've been helping many listeners as well. Now, as I always say, not every side hustle needs to become a full-time occupation. If you've listened to the show before, then you know that there are all kinds of people who are continuing to work their day jobs while they also build an asset for themselves. Some people are perfectly happy with their day job and never want to be an entrepreneur or a business owner. Totally cool. But I also think it is fun and inspiring to see how far some people are able to go. So that's what we're doing with this series, and each short story includes a quick tip as well. This is the third one. It's all about a couple that makes a paleo-friendly dessert that goes on to earn $30,000 a month in baked-in revenue. So grab a napkin and pull up to the table. When Nick Hawks and his wife, Lee Selman, started the paleo diet, they began to see rapid changes in their bodies. Within 2 weeks, they were sleeping and thinking better, and they had a lot more get-up-and-go for their day-to-day lives. This was important because they're a couple that never stops. Whether working or relaxing, they're always doing something mentally or physically active. Now, if you're not familiar, the paleo diet is a system of eating in the same way our hunter-gatherer ancestors would have done, or may have done, depending on who you ask. Dieters stick to pre-agricultural foods, which are free from gluten, dairy, and grain. Despite all the advantages of the diet, at least for Nick and Lee, there was one disadvantage they couldn't ignore. That diet didn't have a lot of desserts. If you were looking to satisfy your cravings, the hardened dieters would recommend you just eat fruit. Which is a challenge, of course, because today's cavemen prefer deep-fried cheesecake. This presented Nick and Lee with the real problem. They didn't want to sacrifice the health benefits they were feeling, but they knew the diet wouldn't last long if they couldn't have the occasional treat. So before giving up, they decided they would try their hand at creating their own paleo treats. They turned their kitchen into a paleolithic laboratory. They tried lots of different recipes for macaroons and chocolate bars. To their surprise, they found the treats were simple to make, tasted great, and they could create large batches pretty quickly. The couple began to share their ideas with people in their community, especially through the CrossFit gyms they attended and through Nick's work as a speed swimming coach for the Navy. These people were heavily into paleo, and they expressed a lot of interest. Around this time, Nick and Lee were looking for a new side hustle, and they identified a great way they could test this idea. The annual CrossFit Games were taking place a few hours away from their home in San Diego, and they knew if they couldn't sell the treats there, they wouldn't sell anywhere. Nick was able to use his Navy contacts to reach the person hosting the event and ask if he could set up a stall and sell treats. Then the couple got to work on creating their first production run. They baked 1,000 macaroons and 1,000 chocolate bars, put them in the car, and drove them up to the event. They named the product Paleo Treats. The event was 3 days long, but Nick and Lee had already sold out by 10 a.m. on the second day. At one point, they had lines which were 15 people deep. Paleo Treats, it seemed, was a hit. Satisfied with the potential, they drove back to San Diego and immediately began to work on turning it into a business. They created a Paleo Treats website, which allowed them to receive orders. It helped that their brand name was the exact term people used when referring to desserts in the paleo diet, and they were lucky enough to get the domain name paleotreats.com. They found an experienced baker who met manufacturing standards, and in the first year, Nick and Lee invested around $15,000 into the business. This was real money, but they saw a real opportunity and decided to go all in. They were careful to factor in all the costs which go into their treats. This isn't just labor and ingredients. They also thought about website hosting, delivery and packaging, everything in the whole process, and they broke this down to an individual sales level. Their treats start at $69 for a dozen, but can also be bought in larger quantities, or on a subscription basis, or also as a gift basket. The investment has paid off, and Paleo Treats now generates between $15,000 and $30,000 a month. More people buy in the winter and fewer in the summer, but they're able to remain consistently profitable throughout the year. Nick and Lee are now focused on world paleo dessert domination. They want to create paleo desserts for people in all corners of the globe and expand their offering of treats. The lesson for today is that some trends stick around, like they were in getting the domain paleotreats.com. That gives you an edge. However, I think they'd also be the first to say that making a quality product for a targeted audience is even more important. This has been the third of 8 special episodes featuring side hustlers who've gone big. Stay tuned for a new one each Wednesday. And are you ready to take your hustle to the next level? Let ShipStation help you get there faster. Get started today at ShipStation.com and use the code HUSTLE to get 30 days free and a special bonus.